It's time for us to be fixed by God. We are like cars, and church is like a garage. We have come to be fixed, and we are being fixed also by listening to the word of God. So I'm going to ask you to prepare your heart to hear from God, to hear his word. And for this morning, we have a particular man of God that the Lord has sent for us. He is the president of our CBCA community, and he has come to share with us the direction that the Lord wants us to take during this week and the rest of the year. His name is Reverend Dr. Kavachi Jonathan. We'd like to ask him, please, to come forward as we clap for him. Yes, please, let's welcome him. And he's going to pray for the word.
Father, Lord, we thank you this wonderful morning that you give to us. We, the people who are in the covenant with you, we want to listen to you, what you want to say to us, that we can be obedient to you and walk with you in this covenant, eternal covenant. We thank you and we call upon your Holy Spirit to be here present, that you can make all the things clear in our mind, in our hearts, in our souls, so that we can be your people and you can be our Lord now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, I greet you all this morning again in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Those who are here in the temple, in the chapel, and those who are following online, you are all welcome today to read with me Deuteronomy chapter 7, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1. I might go until verse 9 or 10, but yeah, because of time, I'll be very expeditive. So Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 through 9. Let's read in the name of Jesus. When the Lord your God brings you into the land that you are entering to take possession of it, and clears away many nations before you, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, seven nations more numerous and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God gives them over to you, and you defeat them, then you must devote them to complete destruction. You shall make no covenant with them and show no mercy to them. You shall not intermarry with them, giving your daughters to their sons or taking their daughters for your sons. For they will turn away your sons from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he will destroy you quickly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars, and drop down their asherim, and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a people, a holy people, to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in numbers than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you are the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations, the word of God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, today I want you to remind you that you are chosen people and that there are benefits of being in the covenant with the Lord. Hallelujah. You are a chosen people, and what is linked with this status of being chosen, I will be talking about the benefit of being in the covenant with the Lord. I'll be focusing on around 6 verses of Deuteronomy, because I was talking about this the whole week, and today I will be kind of making some conclusions and some kind of stresses on some particular points on which I want you to be reminded on, and that this will keep you the entire year 2025. The Lord has chosen you to be his treasure, priceless people. And then the Lord will be your God, and you will be his people. And for this covenant, as we said it the whole week, is that when the Lord make a covenant with you, the word covenant in the Bible in the Orient time, this means that you become one with the Lord. And there are some benefits about this one, and I will be talking about 3 benefits of it, and we will be discussing this maybe in future, maybe the Sunday that is coming, where we will be having the Thanksgiving service for the English service. So Deuteronomy chapter 7 is one of those chapters in the Bible where Israel is entering the land of Canaan, and there are so many challenges awaiting for these people in Canaan. And then now the author of this particular text is reminding the people how they would behave as people who have been chosen by the Lord. And those the behaviors which they will be actually implementing in Canaan, this one will prove that these people are the chosen people. And on these behaviors, this attitude, are attached some of the benefit. One of this is on verse 1. The Bible says that you are entering the land. When the Lord God brings you into land that you are entering to take possession of it, and clears away many nations before you. This is one of the most important things that I want to talk about, is that the Lord, who is in the covenant with you, will always side with you. He will take you to the land of your destiny, no matter what. No matter what, no matter the numbers of the nations that are living in Canaan. These people, the Bible says, they are 7 nations. The word 7, this is a very theological number, which means they are so strong, they are mightier, they are very powerful. There is no way that Israel can go inside without any help. But whatever powerful, whoever they are, whatever mighty power they can have, when the Lord, you are in the covenant of the Lord, no one will stand in your destiny, because the Lord will take you to the land that he has promised. That's why when you read the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 13, when Moses was about to bring the people in the land, the Bible says he sent the spies to look the land, how strong it is, whether there are strongholds, where there are fortified cities, how beautiful is the land. And he said, be very courageous to take even the fruit of the land and bring it back to us. The spies, they went in the land, they spied, they inspected the land, and they came back. But when they came back, 10 of the spies, they brought very bad news. They said, okay, the land is very beautiful, it's good, everything is good, but we looked as grasshoppers to those people because they are giants. And we cannot go in that land. And then they were kind of Joshua and Caleb. They said, no, the land is beautiful. If the Lord is with us, we will go. Because we are in the covenant of the Lord. The Lord cannot take from somewhere and leave you in that crossroad. He will take you. He will make sure he brings you where he wants you to be. Hallelujah. So when you are in the covenant of the Lord, you have only to trust the Lord. When he says, I will do this, I will do it. Whatever nations these people they were, in the feelings, in the mind of the Israelite, these people, the Jebusite, the Hittite, those people were the more powerful nations at the time. And I don't know to which kind of nations today we can compare them, but there were no way that these people of Israel could enter Canaan easily because these people were very organized. But because the Lord was with Israel, has a covenant with Israel, Israel could not have any fear about these people. And the Lord has had to take his people to the land that he has promised to Israel. Brothers and sisters, whatever obstacles, strongholds, whatever problem it is in your life, whatever and wherever you are, if the Lord, you are in the covenant of the with the Lord will take you. Will take you. Don't look at the strongholds and the problems and the whatever mountains they are in your entire life, in your spiritual, in your career, in your studies, in your families, in whatever you are. The Lord sides all the time with you because you are a chosen person for him. You are the delight of the Lord. The second thing in this particular text is on verse 4 through 6. The Bible, I will read verse 6. The Bible says, for you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the people who are on the face of the earth. When you enter then this land of Israel, verse 3, you shall not intermarry with them, giving your daughters to their sons or taking their daughters to your sons, for they will turn away your son from following me to serve other God. When you are in the covenant of the Lord, don't compromise with any other kind of faith and belief. Don't compromise your faith. It's a call to remain true to your faith in the Lord, to be you, the Christian, the chosen people of the Lord. And when you start compromising yourself, you start losing some of the aspect, some of the benefit of the covenant. Like those three young men in Babylon, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, when they talked to King Nebuchadnezzar, they said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer your matters. We will not bow before your statue. Our Lord is able to deliver us. And if he does not do it, King Nebuchadnezzar, know that we will never, never bow to your status. So, brothers and sisters, when you're in the covenant of the Lord, you only trust the Lord whatever comes your way. Because you belong to the Lord, you must not have any other covenant in the world, other covenant that is against the rules of the Lord, the principles of the Lord, the values that are attached to your faith. The Bible says, you shall rather break their altars. It means you shall live according to the Lord. You shall break their values. You shall break down their belief. You will live as an opposite to what they believe, because all the time the world is against what the Lord wants. So you will break down their altars, what they think like is very sacred. You will show that only the Lord your God is sacred. Only you will value what the Lord says in his word. For you are a holy people, a holiness. The word holy in the Hebrew, it means that you are taken apart. You belong to the Lord, only the Lord alone himself belongs to you, and you belong to him. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasure. So you will not compromise. Don't compromise your faith because of the success of this world. You are a chosen people. You are holy, and you belong to the Lord alone. So these are the things that Moses is talking to the people of Israel, because they are entering Canaan, which is not a vacuum. It's not void. People are living there. Their belief, the Baal belief is there. The Canaanite belief are there. The mind of the people know things that are going there, but which are not in accordance with what the Lord says. So he says, you will not compromise with these people. You will not see, because these people are doing this and they are becoming successful because of this. If this one is not going the way of the Lord, then you will not compromise your faith, because you are in the covenant with the Lord. Hallelujah. So the last thing in this particular verses is on verse 9, 8 and 9. But I will read, namely verse 9. The Bible says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. Hallelujah. So know that the Lord is your God. This is the mindful attitude of gratitude. God does not want you to be in the arrogance way. You will enter Israel, but whatever you are doing, you are experiencing in Israel, know all the time that the Lord your God is the only God. There are no other gods. Don't make your success to be gods. Don't make people to be gods, your career to be God, whatever can be God in your life. But when you enter, when the Lord has brought you to the success, to whatever you want in your life, all the time, have this on your mind. Remember to be a people of gratitude. That's why Jeremiah said, then Sunday, we will rewind, reflect, and respond. So we will respond to this, knowing that the Lord is our God. He deserves our praises. He deserves our gratitude. Brothers and sisters, know all the time that our gratitude precedes miracles in your life. If, you know, the word gratitude is not natural. It's not natural. That's why we teach our children to be the people of gratitude, because they think sometimes that everything belongs to them. They can go, and you go with them in the supermarket. Whatever they see in the supermarket, they want to grab them, and you have to pay for them. And most of the time when you are with other people, they cry, and the people say, mtoto ule muache muuzie ile. You don't have. Everything does not belong to him. And when you buy something to him, sometimes you want to buy a computer, a PC for her or for him, and then he says, no, this one is not good. And yet you have spending everything that you had. And he said, no, because gratitude is not part of human nature. So when we go, when we achieve a certain success, sometimes we develop this pride in ourselves that because of us, because of my power, my intelligence. No, the Bible here, and Moses is telling the people, know that your God is the God who brought you to where you are. It's not because you are very special. That's why here, if he's reminding the people that you are the fewest of the people of the earth. So you are not on the measure of the Jebusite. The Jebusite were the owner of Jerusalem before David took it. The Hittite, the Perizzite, these people were the strongholds. And when you go in that lane, the Lord has brought them away and you are there. You will not say to your mind that it's because I'm intelligent, I am a chosen, I'm whatever. You are not, you are nothing. Only the Lord is. The Bible says, I am who I am. But you are because the Lord is. And that's why you have to fill your mind with this spirit of gratitude all the time. Gratitude for your family. It's not like you are very special that your family is all the time together. Yesterday I was listening to the news. There is this a very known person, a very manager of a team, Manchester City, who is divorcing with his wife. And then the wife came with a motive, a reason. She says, I want to divorce my husband because he's too focused on his work and he does not have time for the children. What kind of unreasonable motive of this one? Because it's because of this one that you, and yet, when the judge has made his decision, he said, okay, half of the money will go to the wife. But this is the money this man is working for that is going to the wife. You see, but you are focused on your career, and yet your wife is still with you. You can give gratitude to the Lord. Hallelujah. So there are so many things in our life we think they are ordinary things. But for other people, these are the things which are very priceless and for which we have to say, thank you, Lord. We know God is our God, and we come to him with thanksgiving, a thankful heart. The Bible says, know that the Lord your God is God. The word know in Hebrew, it's yada. Yada is the Hebrew word for know. And this is not a theory. Knowing in the Bible means experience, practical skills. Know with your attitude, know with your heart, know with your practice, know with your offering, know with your voice, know whatever you can use to say, God, you are the only God. Hallelujah. And this is the attitude of the people who belong to the Lord. The people who says our life is God's treasure. So I want you, my brothers and sisters, that you maintain yourself in the attitude of gratefulness, of gratitude, of worship, because gratitude precedes miracles. You want miracle in your life? Be a grateful person. All the time say, thank you, Lord. Because even though things are not going the way you want them to be, say, thank you, Lord, because you know this situation. You know that this is happening in my life, and I know you are in control. Because if you were not in the control of my life, this would have killed me. This would have destroyed me. This would have made me disappear. But because the Lord is still on the throne, whatever strongholds are coming your way, you will say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, because you know what I am going through. This will go. This will disappear. I will not be afraid of it. I will not disappear because the Lord is on the throne. I will not fear anything. And that's what David said. I said, no, 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 I am not going to die because I know the Lord is there. I will still alive to proclaim the wonderful things of the Lord. Hallelujah. So know that for your family, know that for your career, know that for whatever you are, that the Lord is with you. He will side with you all the time. He does not need that you do whatever. He knows that you are his people. He will side with you, and what he wants from you is not to compromise. Don't compromise your faith and be a person of gratitude always and all the time. May the Lord bless you. Amen.